80. Trying to save an island. John was fed up with his own federal government. They were favorable to one country and then not to another. He knew that they were famous for being so self-interested, but this was too much. How could they be so merciless as they feed on the resources of a small island country that had nothing else? He couldn't fathom out why they would be so reckless. Their actions were sure to be seen far and wide as just another case of rampant colonialism. And so John felt around for a way to stop what his own government was doing. He found a way. He had to write a news article about what was really happening and get it published. When he then took a small plane to the island nation himself, he had to fasten himself to the plane because the flight was so rough. When he landed, he saw that he was far from modern civilization, and it was beautiful. The resource that his government was interested in was a rare vein of uranium found at the center of the island, where a spring fed into the only river. When John saw the location, he feared for this small nation. It was the most beautiful sight on the already gorgeous island, and it was obvious that the natives fawned over it like it was their deity. Any attempt by his government to mine the uranium would surely be fatal to the surrounding area, economy, and society. John had to act. He started writing, and the locals appreciated his effort. They took care of him well, fattening him up like a Thanksgiving turkey. Finally, John finished writing and submitted his article. No one accepted it. His nation was too powerful, and the island was doomed.